Today's No Sweat News brought to you by Napa Auto Parts. Today's No Sweat News starts in Mexico, of all places.
Oh.
There is an OnlyFans star from Mexico.
OnlyFans star.
Star the right word there, Dave? Is it OnlyFans model star?
I think you could say star. If they do very, very well. I guess every sort of genre and platform has its stars.
Should I just go straight to loser?
Well, not necessarily. Some of those OnlyFans models make quite the money.
There's an OnlyFans star from Mexico who's running for office in Mexico's Chamber of Deputies.
Nice.
One of the houses of government there, you know. Rocio Pino is the woman's name, and she's extremely well endowed in the Chestal region. Her main platform on running for office seems to be that very platform. Because her platform is free boob jobs for all women.
Yes.
She's giving it her breast shot, David. See what I did there?
I just Googled her.
Checked her campaign website out, you know, for research purposes. And I think we're talking about at least double D's here.
Listen.
Yes.
I think that's a legit platform.
It
wouldn't be the thing I would run on if I was president, but possible future president Rocio Pino
boob jobs for everyone.
Might be onto something.
Now, after checking out her campaign website and seeing that they were double D's, it turns out she does have more ideas than just free boob jobs for women. She also wants to teach school-aged girls the signs of child abuse. She wants to sanction deadbeat dads and enforce laws that protect people from cybercrime. But apparently free boobs is what gets everyone on the map.
Well, yes. See, she actually figured out how to crack the code.
Yeah.
If I tell you what, if we have a president run like that in America, I'm doing the vote.
I feel like we did. Dateline Las Vegas for story number two. Are you ready?
Yes.
I don't know, Dave. This might have been better in your sports report, but I'll do it here if you don't mind.
Okay.
A woman in Las Vegas has just set the new world record for crushing watermelons between her legs.
Oh, boy.
Didn't know there was a category for that?
That's a talent, and also I'd be very afraid of, being romantical with that woman, sounds like.
The woman is a bodybuilder, and she did it to publicize the opening of her athletic gear clothing shop and cultural outlet for women supporting women. Courtney Olson is her name. She crushed three watermelons between her legs in just seconds.
That's impressive.
She split them both in half like that.
Holy cow.
By the way, that 7.5 shatters the previous record, which was set by a Ukrainian female bodybuilder that may have at one point been a man. We're not sure. and it beats the men's record, too, which was 10 seconds.
I mean, it's impressive, I suppose.
Here's her quote. I really want to start utilizing this new space to teach things, to share this watermelon crushing story with younger girls.
Okay, this is the second story in a row where something it seems salacious is going on, but then it's like, I just want to teach to the youthful generation.
She's using watermelon crushing between her thighs as inspiration to young women everywhere because all you have to do is dream, David,
and you
can accomplish your dreams.
I know. We could also dream bigger. We could try to dream in contributing to the world in a more substantial way than...
I'm just here to say all you need is a dream and a fruit stand, and you, too, can be on the No Sweat News.
By the way, F you, Suzanne Summers. Your little thigh master is nothing compared
nothing
to five watermelons being destroyed in 3 seconds.
Seriously.
And I'm serious. That woman should try out to be an assistant for Gallagher. I don't know if he's still doing comedy.
I don't think
so. But, imagine that. Forget about the sledgehammer. Here's my new assistant, Stephanie.
I think his brother picked up the gig. I'm not sure. And finally, Dateline South Korea for our final story of the day. I'm just going to leave this here. Uh-oh. A South Korean clothing brand is selling pants that make it look like you got attacked by a ninja with a very sharp knife. The pants are blue jeans. And above the knee, they look fine. But at the knee, there's a big slice, and a slanted cut across both pant legs so the top half of each leg doesn't quite meet up with the bottom half. And it looks like there's some sort of glitch in the Matrix where you got attacked by a ninja. And for only $375,
what?
You can get a pair of these things.
What was that number?
$375.
Okay, people, you must get your reality and your logic and your senses back. You shouldn't be doing this. You can go to the store and take a pair of scissors and have the same damn thing.
So if you got some stimmy left, maybe you want to use your leftover stimmy on that. Me, personally, I'm going to go buy watermelons and see how long it takes me to bust up three of them.
Oh, my God.
I got a quick check of the roads. Now, Friday, we're going to do a quiz based on our No Sweat news. Sadly, it would help if you remembered some of those stories. For the quiz on Friday, we'll have three more stories that'll pop up tomorrow at this time. All of it ends up on the podcast page if you miss any of the episodes. And our cool prize passes for the Nutcracker Ball this November 19th at Starland Ballroom. We're ready to rock with Theory of a Dead Man.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.